For 6 years, Greg and Dawn Tatro watched their daughter struggle with an opioid addiction. Then in February, Jenna Tatro died at the age of 26 in their home in Johnson. As VPR's Amy Noyes reports, now her parents hope to create a community-based recovery center that can help others fight addiction.
Every night after dinner, Greg and Dawn Tatro sit down in their living room and select a few envelopes to open from a sizable mound of sympathy cards.
So this is what we do every night.
Greg Tatro says the messages from friends and neighbors are helping them heal.
We open up 10 cards or so, and if we're having a tough time, we might open up just five. But sometimes when you open up a card, there's a letter attached to it, so it can take you quite a while to read the letter and actually let it sink in.
Some of those cards also have checks made out to their daughter Jenna's memorial fund. The Tatros want to open a place in Johnson where other people suffering through addiction can get treatment. Tatro says his family is in a unique position to help address opioid addiction in Lamoille County.
I've been working through with Jenna fighting this disease for 6 years, and then we lost her about a month ago. So I've been on the streets. I've been involved in this. We've tried to help our daughter save her life, but there was always, it seemed like it's too easy. The drugs are always here.
Tatro says Jenna's addiction began with hospital-prescribed painkillers, 30 days worth of opiates, and a refill. He says she had a good heart and was always trying to help other people, but in the end, she couldn't help herself. Over 6 years, Jenna went to at least 25 different treatment centers across the country, but she often walked away after a couple of weeks.
Her addiction was so strong that she just couldn't beat it, you know. And the last time before she passed away, she was sober for 55 days and then made one call, and 4 days later she was gone.
Even in the throes of her addiction, Tatro says Jenna wanted to help other people going through what she was going through. So in her memory, the Tatros have started an organization to establish a local recovery clinic, a place where people suffering with addictive disorders can go to address their physical health, mental health, and overall well-being. They're calling it Jenna's House.
I believe that this addiction, especially now that fentanyl here, is a health crisis. And we have to treat it like a health crisis, or we're never gonna win this battle until we do.
That sentiment rings true with Daniel Franklin. He's the incoming executive director of Lamoille County's North Central Vermont Recovery Center. The center offers recovery coaching and helps connect people with addictions to available resources.
I think the magic in this community is that we have an extraordinary group of people who really care deeply about this issue and are coming together. Now it's about coordinating and communicating and really working with people for whole person, whole life issues.
Treatment resources are scarce in North Central Vermont, especially when it comes to residential care and medically assisted treatment. Franklin says there are over 300 people in Lamoille County who are on medication-assisted treatment for opioid addiction, and many of them have to travel hours each day to an addiction treatment center to receive medications like methadone. Unfortunately, he says, it's easier to get a fix on the streets.
The real drug dealers that are coming from elsewhere that don't care about killing our kids, they've recognized that we're vulnerable and they're moving into the community and selling drugs that are deadly.
Franklin is talking about fentanyl, an opioid far more powerful than heroin. Greg Tatro says fentanyl is what killed his daughter.
We think the fentanyl was close to 100%, so Jenna didn't have a chance. When she ingested that, then it was over.
According to the Vermont Department of Health, fentanyl was a factor in 3 out of 4 opioid-related accidental deaths last year. the Tetros have begun putting together an advisory board, bringing law enforcement, healthcare providers, addiction experts, and politicians to the table. And they've made an offer on a building for Jenna's house. It's a former church in Johnson being sold by the Catholic Diocese.
Our family went to Mass there, and Don and I were married there. Our children were baptized there, and we just think it's a great spot to carry on Jenna's dream.
Tedros says an offer for the church building is on the table, but the church and the local federally qualified healthcare organization that would run the clinic have yet to come to an agreement. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.